Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Democrats are gathering in Rochester and Republicans in Duluth for their state conventions this weekend. The GOP convention kicked off last night with a debate featuring six candidates for governor. St. Olaf College professor Dan Hofbranning says House Speaker Lisa Daymuth is the most well-known candidate and has shown she has lawmaking skills.
I think the best candidate are those people who are able to communicate in a way that's persuasive to voters. And I think her opponents haven't really demonstrated that they have the capacity to win an election.
Daymuth, Mike Lindell, and Kendall Qualls are considered the front runners in the race. Now that Congresswoman Angie Craig is skipping the DFL state convention, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan is all but assured the U.S. Senate endorsement. Flanigan says this endorsement won't change the way she campaigns.
My hope is that folks can see that the way that we've campaigned, all across the state, with the majority of our events being in greater Minnesota, that folks can see that the way we campaign is also going to be the way that we're going to govern. I think folks are frustrated by Democrats who are nibbling around the edges, and we need to give people a reason to believe again.
Gun violence prevention advocates will fill the state capitol this afternoon to post eviction notices on the doors of lawmakers who blocked anti-gun legislation. Volunteers with Moms Demand Action and Students Demand Action will post the eviction notices on the doors of Republicans who blocked a House floor vote on the gun violence prevention package. And authorities in northeastern Minnesota are investigating the death of a man found at the bottom of a cliff at Palisade Head along the North Shore. The Lake County Sheriff's Office received a report from a Teteguch State Park Ranger Wednesday of a body located on the rocks. The victim has been identified as 29-year-old Seth Pipfo from Minneapolis. Minnesotans should keep their four-legged friends in mind when dealing with the summer heat. Animal Humane Society Communications Director Sarah Bamani says never leave your pet in a hot car.
Your dog's paw pads are really sensitive, just like skin. So if the pavement is too hot for you to walk on barefoot, it's too hot for your dog to be walking on it. So really try to stick to grassy areas if you're taking your dog out.
Bamani says some other tips when dealing with the heat: give your pets plenty of shade and water, and check the pavement before going on walks to make sure it's safe. And the Minnesota Lynx go for their fourth win in a row tonight when they play the Sky in Chicago. Minnesota improved to 5-2 with a 96-81 win over the Atlanta Dream Wednesday at Target Center. The Lynx beat the Sky 85-75 last Saturday at Wintrust Arena. Chicago has a 3-4 record this season. This is MNN.